The members of the Macomb-based band Iron Orchard describe themselves as middle-aged guys with day jobs that play because they love it. But the band has started to enjoy some success, playing around the Midwest and releasing their second album for amusement only. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jonathan All reports.
The band includes guitarist and vocalist Bill Haroon, who is also the host of Folk Weekend on Tri-State's Public Radio, and John Gorluski on lead guitar, pedal steel, and vocals. Gorluski says they struggle to answer the question, what kind of music do you play?
The safest term is probably country rock, but not in the style of what has been popular for the past 30 years or so. If you think back to the 70s when John Prine and Marshall Tucker Band were popular, it's that style of music that we play, even though it's 2014.
John came up with the term twang rock, which I think is all-encompassing of what he said. Plus, I think we've got a lot of 70s rock in there as well.
Do you find that there's an audience for that genre?
Yes and no. A lot of people don't know it, basically. But the people who do know it do seem to like us. So I think in that aspect, we must be doing something right. And a lot of people, after they do hear us, they seem to enjoy it.
John, how much do you feel like you're playing to your base, and how much do you feel like you're evangelizing?
I think that a lot of it has to do with where we are geographically. In this area, I think that country rock was very, very big and popular in the 70s. And people who've been in the area for a long time remember how that's supposed to sound like. And like Bill said, some of them do appreciate it very much. On the other hand, you have people who are expecting Jason Aldean or something, and they are disappointed.
Can you tell me about the song Keithsburg 6?
That's an old song of mine. Gosh, that song is probably 20 years old. It's about a stretch of road in Mercer County, Illinois, where I grew up, that goes north out of Keithsburg, Illinois, and it was a very straight, narrow road, and for years, kids went out there and took their cars and drag raced at night. I take some liberties with the cars that used to be out there when I was growing up in the 80s. It was fairly boring, but people still would go out there and drag race.
59 Charger will be coming around. Those custom headers make a beautiful sound. There's a GTO with the crazy drop power. 6 is the place, 12's the hour. When you're racing the midnight and on the Keysburg 6.
What about the song Crooked?
That's kind of just a song that I'd written prior to moving here, and it pertains to a barn, actually. But if you're vague enough about something, you can take the meaning and apply it to several other things. And I had written it for a project in DeKalb that never actually made it to the stage, and it just seemed to kind of fit with this band. I don't know. It's kind of weird in as much as that it's definitely a country-flavored song, but there's also some diminished chords in it, so it's a little weird. Some of it might sound a little unusual. But it's basically a song about a barn.
What used to be straight is now a little bent. Less of a building, more of a tent. It's already falling, just really slow.
All four of you guys have day jobs and families and lives, and this is something that happens on the side. Can you talk about what role Iron Orchard plays in your life and where you see this band being in the future?
For me, it's definitely something that I need to have. Playing and performing music in front of people is one of the best feelings in the world, and if I don't do it, I get irritable.
I think it's something that we have to do. I mean, here we are, you know, middle-aged guys with families.
No good reason to do it.
as you said, but it's something we have to do, and it's something we enjoy. It's once again, it's just like I think, water or air. It's if you've done it. I know John's been playing professionally since he was 14. So it's a survival thing.
It's cathartic. It's good to have a release from the actual world in your creative outlet. And if you know, this is probably bad business to say, but if nobody ever came to a show, we'd probably still do it. It's not about the money. It's not about anything else, but it's about, you know, creating something and putting it out there and, you know, scratch what I said about nobody. If there's one person out there that likes it, that's worth it.
Bill Haroon and John Gorluski of the Macomb-based country rock band Iron Orchard. Their newest CD is called For Amusement Only. I'm Jonathan All, Tri-State's Public Radio News.